Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's been a lot of talk recently about electric rates in Pennsylvania, particularly with the bad weather, and it has to do with that function where consumers can shop for where they're getting their electricity from. I understand that there are some problems out there in the marketplace. What's going on?
Yes, indeed. In response to the thousands of complaints statewide about skyrocketing electric rates for those individuals who entered into variable rate contracts with their electric generation suppliers, the House Consumer Affairs Committee will be holding a public hearing in Harrisburg on March 20th to gather more information on the issue. I've received many complaints from both Bradford County and Tioga County, for which I represent, indicating that while the program to shop for electric rates and hopefully finding a lower rate was well-intentioned, what happens is many of our consumers of electric are finding that once they opt into a new electric generation supplier, that they're seeing tremendous escalation in costs. So fortunately, we have stepped up to the plate to ask the Attorney General's Office and the Public Utility Commission to investigate these complaints, investigate these electric generation suppliers, and review the contracts for which there were supplier contracts entered into between the suppliers and the consumers. And we're hoping for, as we go along, some closure with respect to this. I've actually co-sponsored legislation with the Consumer Affairs Chairman, Representative Goschel, to also help bring more fairness and transparency to these most unfortunate set of circumstances as it applies to electric rates. So I'm encouraging our listeners, if they have seen a tremendous escalation in their electric rates, to please contact the Public Utility Commission to file your complaint, as well as the Attorney General's Office, who will be doing their due diligence in investigating these complaints going forward.
Also, I understand that there is a new license available that would help out especially Pennsylvania veterans in terms of letting folks know that indeed the holder of that license is a veteran. What are some of the details here?
Yes, I have supported this for our veterans for many years, and finally, we have some good news to report to our Pennsylvania servicemen and servicewomen. They're now able to have their veteran status included on their state-issued driver's licenses or non-driver ID cards. With the designation, veterans will be able to more easily demonstrate their veteran status and to take advantage of special offers and discounts available from businesses that choose to offer them. However, additional documentation will continue to be required to obtain Veterans Administration benefits. Under the law, the veteran's designation will be made available to persons producing valid, honorable military discharge papers. This designation is available to eligible veterans at no charge at the next date of renewal of their license or ID card. If veterans want the designation prior to their next renewal, they'll have to pay a fee for a duplicate license. The fee for a basic duplicate Pennsylvania driver's license is $13.50. Fees for other types of licenses vary, but obviously this is something that we can help them with in both my Wellsboro office in Tioga County and my Troy office in Bradford County.
I also understand that there was some interesting information that came out of recent appropriations hearings that were held in Harrisburg that has to do with the welfare department in Pennsylvania and efforts to save taxpayer money. What's going on here?
Yes, I attended this public welfare hearing before Secretary Bev McElrath in the budget appropriations hearing, and we found out some really good news that the Pennsylvania Department of Public Welfare detailed nearly $2 billion in savings through efforts to combat welfare waste, fraud, and abuse. The savings have largely come from three major areas. A total of $338 million has been saved from cost avoidance, including investigations of high-risk applications and client overpayment recoveries. Additional costs have also been prevented through assuring Medicaid is the payer of last resort and managed care organization reviews for a total of more than $1.1 billion in cost avoidance. And a total of $476 million has also been saved through DPW program integrity efforts such as casualty, health insurance, estate recoveries, and provider overpayment and audit recoveries. Welfare reform has been a priority in the Pennsylvania House for many years, with several measures being enacted that are aimed at saving taxpayer dollars and promoting greater transparency and integrity in the system, while also ensuring that assistance is available to those who truly need it.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Matt Baker.